If you're hearing this, you're pre-approved for a personal loan from Simple Lending. Simple Lending has helped thousands of Americans with over $200 million in debt. Give Simple Lending a call today and receive the funds within 48 hours. Call 866-535-8363 or visit mysimpleloan.com. What are you waiting for? This offer won't last long. Call 866-535-8363.
Invest in yourself at El Paso Community College. Enroll in EPCC's 8-week college at the Mission del Paso campus, with in-person meetings only twice a week, and the rest online. Going to school can now fit into your busy schedule. Earn credits faster and let EPCC put you on an affordable path to your career. College is worth it. Don't wait. Enroll in 8-week courses today. Visit epcc.edu. EPCC is the best place to start and finish.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Single Storm Podcast.
Started out this week with a discussion on the mass shooting in Allen, Texas. There was another story that came out that we hadn't talked about yet, which is on the same weekend, on that Sunday, seven people were killed by a vehicle. Just people waiting at a bus stop in Brownsville. Seven people killed, six people injured, struck by a vehicle in the border city of Brownsville. Not a lot of details had emerged from that. But again, The individuals who were caterwauling about, it's the gun's fault, they were silent, talking about getting rid of all vehicles because a vehicle was used to commit mass murder. Seven dead, six injured, or mass killings. We don't know if it was murder as of yet. But these goings on, they don't happen in a vacuum. And I think the society itself, I'm hearing stories of increased psychological problems, in particular among our youth. I'm hearing about just anecdotally from individuals. I mean, I think this goes beyond this discussion that happens every single generation, from the older generation to the new one. Man, I just don't understand this new generation. I don't understand what's going on and what they allow to have happen today as opposed to the way it was yesterday. I think these discussions go a little beyond just the normal everyday generational differences. Some are good, some are bad, some bad traditions fade away and are replaced by better ones, some good traditions fade away and are replaced by things that aren't that great. I don't think that's what you and I are experiencing right now. I think what you and I are experiencing is a monumental shift away from a God-centered, God-fearing society into something that's not, into something that is dark, something that is depraved. The left wing, this is my opinion, and I have yet to hear evidence that it is not the left wing doing this. They are the champions behind the denigration of life. They are the champions that believe, old people, they get in your way, you know, let them take their own life. I mean, Barack Hussein Obama was the one out there pushing, you know, no extraordinary medical procedures to rescue our elderly. Let's just manage the end of their lives with painkillers, you know, get them all snowed and let them die, you know, in comfort. That was the prognosis for a then younger man. He's looking every bit his age now, graying and such. But, you know, also, if a child is inconvenient, abort it. That mentality. But I think it's graduating from that. I think our society is turning away from being a God-centered society into a society that worships self, that, well, frankly, worships the other guy, worships Satan, the rise of the Satan temple, the rise of the attack on the the underpinnings of Western civilization, the family unit. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist group that stated on their website before they got caught that they were into the disintegration, the destruction of the nuclear family, the very underpinnings of Western civilization. So, folks, I think there's something going on here. As we become a nation that is no longer God-centered, I think we can trace all of this society's ill, whether it be the mass shootings, whether it be the our entertainment, these digital devices that seem to take so much of our time. I just can't shake the feeling that we're doing this to ourselves. And as you watch Western civilization turn away from its foundation, turn away from its underpinnings, i.e. a belief in God, I think you can map out almost in a one-to-one ratio with every turn that we turn away from God, that's where our society continues to progress downhill in quality of life, in your ability to provide for your family, in the stability that you build a civilization on. It all goes away and is replaced by chaos. The sponsors of said chaos, the party of chaos, the party of lawlessness, the party that says, hey, man, do anything just feels good. Do anything that you want to do. You know, hey, I'm Bill Clinton. I think y'all just do what you want to do. Feel who you want to feel. Feel what you want to feel. You know what I'm saying? And there's a consequence for that. Folks, we talked to our ghost hunter, J.V. Johnson. Not only am I going to talk to him about my observations, but he's also got some pretty exciting news to share. It's all coming up in the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, I want to welcome to the program J.V. Johnson, longtime radio TV personality, radio station owner, paranormal investigator, and paranormal journalist. He is the current co-host of the popular syndicated radio show, Paranormal Reality TV. That's, by the way, TV, podcast, radio, all of it. It's all encompassing. J.V., welcome back.
Chris, thanks so much for having me back on. It's a pleasure to be here.
What has been, since our last conversation, I talk about your podcast visit with us regularly because it was fascinating. I wanted to see what was on the table, what you've been covering lately, either on your program or maybe tease us ahead to something you're about to cover.
Sure. Yeah, well, I've actually gone through quite a transformation, not personally, but professionally, since we talked last, Chris. As you mentioned, my program is now called Paranormal Reality TV, which is a little bit odd for a podcast. However, there's a reason for it. I was approached by a network, and I can't disclose who it is yet, and they wanted to kind of test this project. And they had a few ideas, and I had a few ideas, and we kind of merged it all together, and we came up with this concept by which we are doing, and I have a team of paranormal investigators that join me, and we go out and we do live investigations. We live stream them on YouTube and also Twitch and a couple other places, but YouTube and Twitch are the primary locations. And we use our viewers through the chat rooms of those live broadcasts to direct us throughout the investigation, to give us ideas. You know, a lot of times, as you've seen, I'm sure, if you're watching a paranormal investigation, particularly a ghost hunt, that type, it's in the dark. The viewer can see a lot because the viewer has the benefit of the IR light, the infrared light. But the investigator themselves, In the room generally does not have the same ability to see because it's virtually pitch dark, with the exception of a flashlight or maybe the piece of equipment with a little light glowing on it or something that you might happen to be using. So the viewers have the ability to see things that the investigators don't see. And in the chat room, they'll mention that. That'll guide where we go look. That'll guide the types of questions we ask if we're doing some type of audio response format. And, we're taking these investigations after they're streamed live, and we've got a production company that edits them down into a TV show format, and we're putting together a season, and that season itself should debut on a network sometime in the next 6 months. Again, all in work in progress, but it's forced me, because I can't do everything, there's only so many hours in a day, it's forced me to migrate my whole focus, radio show, podcast, and all of the things I do on social media toward this project. So it's all encompassed into one great big package, and man, are we having a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool. It sounds like it is consolidating to crank out across multiple platforms some pretty interesting content. So if you've already shot a lot of the first season, so maybe you can give me a little advanced peek at one of the investigations that really either curled your toes or perked your ears up.
Sure. There are two that stand out, and we've got actually one scheduled for next week as well, but there are two right now that stand out in my mind as on the top of the list as far as how excited I am to have people view these. One of them is the former YMCA in Rock Island, Illinois, which is a few hours south of Chicago. And it was a home of gangsters. People like Al Capone and others used to hide out there at times in this YMCA boarding house, if you will. If you're familiar with the way the old YMCAs work, they used to be residences for a lot of, I don't know if they would be considered indigents, but people who couldn't afford to live elsewhere if they were young men, whatever. And they would hide out this place, and we did an investigation there a couple months ago, and we caught what I will call the most exciting and amazing and spine-tingling spirit box session that we have ever been, or I personally have ever been involved in. And I'm not sure if I need to explain what a spirit box is.
Please.
If you think I do, okay, so a spirit box is just basically it's a radio. It's a regular old AM radio. The only difference is that instead of the radio being tuned into one frequency where you can listen to your favorite radio host like you, Chris, or me, or whomever, a spirit box will actually just scan the frequencies, all the frequencies in the radio dial rapidly. So it's constantly just scanning these frequencies in a very high rate of speed. And when you do that, somehow that energy can in some fashion, it can turn itself into audible responses that we have to assume at this point, because we can't say definitively, but we certainly are leaning in this direction, are coming from the other side, spirit energy.
Wow.
It can be picked up through this box called the spirit box. And we go a step further. When we do our spirit box sessions, we use what's called the Estes method. And the Estes method is named after Estes Park, Colorado. And anybody who's a hardcore ghost hunter is going to know that Estes Park, Colorado is the home of the Stanley Hotel, which was the inspiration for Stephen King to write The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a very haunted location that we've investigated a whole bunch of times.
Sure.
But the Estes method takes the spirit box session to a degree that adds some what we'll call eliminates biases. The person listening to the frequencies being scanned has noise-canceling headphones on, is generally in a different part of the building, generally blindfolded, and all they do is just listen and repeat what they hear. The person actually asking the questions, again, a room or two removed, obviously not blindfolded, not with headphones on, just ask the questions. But formally, in an old spirit box session, you could say, well, you're hearing responses that, you know, you're being influenced by the questions. But when they're blindfolded and they have noise-canceling headphones on and they're in a different room, they can't be influenced by those questions.
Wow.
So that's the setup for this. And we had what I will call again, a spine-tingling spirit box session at the Rock Island, Illinois YMCA that I cannot wait for people to get an opportunity to watch, because it was it. If you had any doubts previously that there's something to this, I'm not going to make you jump on board and say it's all 100%, you know, ghosts or whatever. But if you had any doubt that there was something there, this will prove it to you. It was amazing.
All right.
Absolutely amazing.
J.V. Johnson, our guest right now, folks. He's a longtime radio TV personality and a station owner, a paranormal investigator and paranormal journalist, co-host of the popular syndicated radio show. It's called Paranormal Reality TV, and that goes podcast, radio, and television as well. And you can't tell me the name of the network, so I can't promo it. But I'm hoping you'll just drop me a line when it does go public, so I can either update the podcast, update the radio show, because I think it's fascinating. You and I are both practicing Catholics, and I want to get your feeling about what has been transpiring across not only our country but the world, and I think it's happening. I think Jonathan Kahn has touched on this. He believes it's these old gods that never really died, but were just waiting out there in exile, and now they're reasserting themselves. And he believes they actually have a spiritual component. He believes that the old venal gods before Western civilization really converted to the monotheistic, the one true God. And I would classify these venal gods as, you know, fallen angels, the ones leading men astray. And they've taken on identities like Ishtar and Baal and all this kind of stuff, right? And you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
So he says that they're reasserting themselves as America and the West turns its back on God, on the one true God. So I got a couple of headlines for you, and then I just want to see how they grab you. Federal judge rules that a Pennsylvania school district must allow after-school Satan club. Okay?
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, the Health and Human Services, run by a man who is an attorney, has no health experience whatsoever, but he is a leftist, an anti-God leftist. The HHS is demanding that a Catholic hospital extinguish the living flame in the chapel or risk losing their Medicare accreditation. For those of you who don't know, we Catholics believe we have that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the tabernacle. And when that Eucharist is present, we have a candle that is lit to signify the presence of the living Christ. But now you've got this government that is basically saying, nope, can't do that anymore, or else they're going to use economic warfare. To me, JV, this is evil, and this is evil incarnate and unabashed evil. What is your take on all of what we're seeing, the country, the world, and stories like this?
Well, I mean, you said it. It is evil. I have so many thoughts on this, and I'm not even sure where to begin, and I actually get a little angry about it. We are watching the West primarily, but if we focus just on the United States, we're watching a great people turn its back on God. And I am not a preaching religious person. I'm not a missionary. I'm not someone who goes out and tries to convert others. I believe in God. I worship God. I worship Christ in my own way, and I let others do it in their way or not do it in their way. But the fact that we as a people are turning our back on not just God, but the teachings of the Christian religion or Judeo-Christian religions is frightening to me. And we're seeing the consequences of that all around us. There's no coincidence that our cities are falling apart and are just mired in hate and crime and in disgusting displays of human behavior. I mean, you can look to the Bible and you can see stories that mirror what's going on today, and you can see how it was handled in biblical times. But it's happening in front of us. And I don't want to preach, but I can tell you whether I'm a ghost hunter or I'm just a dad, there's evil. And it's all around us, and it's getting stronger. And I pray and I hope for us as a people and for families in this country and around the world that we rediscover that those teachings and those ideas and a belief in a power that's more important and more powerful than humanity is crucial to what we know as a civil, good, civil, generous, benevolent society, because we're losing it. We're watching it slip away in front of us. And I just want to say something from a spiritual side. I know that, as I mentioned, I've seen evil myself. In what I do, I've confronted manifestations of evil. And I also know that as a paranormal community, we are getting more and more calls and inquiries from people who are experiencing some type of demonic activity or some type of evil presence in their homes, in their bodies, in their lives. And they're looking for help. It's above and beyond my pay grade to try to do an exorcism or anything like that. I just don't do that. I'm not qualified. It's too dangerous. I wouldn't mess with it. But there are people that can do it. But the number of people looking for that kind of help is increasing dramatically. And it's all a symptom of the same problem. We've got a people that are disregarding all of the good things we've learned from Christian teachings. And it's really a shame.
You know, and you took me exactly where I wanted to go, because you being so close to the spirit world and the hereafter, there is a consequence for this. The American people, Western civilization in general, don't recognize the consequences of turning your back on God. It's more than just rejecting him. There's a protection that comes with that. There is a guard, if you will, against some pretty bad and evil stuff that is the part of every human being's nightmares that we've seen come to life in fantasy on the screen, but it actually has its basis in reality. And when you do that, you are tinkering with forces that can and will consume the human spirit, consume humanity. And I'm going through this in my church, believe it or not, and you'll understand, JV, the significance of this. I had a preacher 2 weeks ago stand up, and they found, the Eucharistic ministers found the host just lying on the floor, lying in a pew, right?
Wow.
And as stated, we believe it's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And you know that there are folks on the evil side, the dark masses, the satanic masses that use those hosts because they believe, they understand the power of all of that, and they're using that those hosts for their evil purposes. And to what I would say to Western civilization, and maybe JV, you can echo it, if our enemies, if the enemies of man recognize the dangers of turning their back on God and the sacrilege that we're witnessing, shouldn't we also?
Yeah, we absolutely should. And I'm going to take a bit of a tangent here just for a second. I want to do this quickly because I want to get back onto this topic. But you mentioned a protection. When you believe, when you follow God, when you believe in God, when you talk to God and ask for God's help, you receive the benefit of protection from God from a lot of things in life and life's experiences. And I would just want to mention that the Spirit Box session that I referenced in the beginning of our conversation, Chris, at the Rock Island YMCA, one of the things that happened there, our investigator who was by himself, blindfolded, with noise-canceling headphones on, started to become very uncomfortable. And he was saying, I feel a very evil presence behind me. It's very dark. I'm starting to get really, really bothered. Now, it took a few seconds for people to get to him to help him. But in the few seconds that took, the person who was asking the questions, Rebecca is our investigator. She's a psychic. She said, Rob was the investigator. Rob, I am covering you in the white light of Christ. I am protecting you in the white light of Christ. Those were her exact words. The next things out of Rob's mouth, again, remember, he can't hear her. He can't hear anything but the static from the spirit box. The next thing out of his life was, turn out that light. Turn out that light.
Wow.
So whatever evil presence was there was reacting to Rebecca saying, you are being protected by the white light of Christ. And that's one of the bone-chilling moments that we had there. And it kind of directly relates to that protection that you were talking about that we get from God. I want to say something else, too. I don't expect everybody to believe the same things I believe, and I wouldn't ask anybody to. You believe what's right for you. But what I can't understand for the life of me is why not only do these non-believers, Chris, that we're faced with almost every day in our lives right now, they not only do they not believe, but they actually work to thwart the people who do believe. They want to stop others from believing. They don't want you to be able to read God's messages in schools, in public squares, or wherever they happen to be. They don't even want you to see them. And that is a form of evil in itself. And then I often say to myself, even if you don't believe in God, wouldn't you agree if we just took the Ten Commandments for face value? Don't you think those are rules that we should apply to a civil society? I mean, whether they're from God or not, I mean, they are rules to live by, and we should respect those. So why you're so actively trying to thwart this, I just don't get it, Chris. And the more we see this evil rear its ugly head, and the more people stay silent about it and succumb to it, the worse it's going to get. And as a Catholic, I'm bothered by the Catholic Church trying to modernize itself and turn itself into something that it hasn't been. I believe that the thing the church needs to do right now is to stay strong, stay firm in its beliefs, recognize there are millions of Catholics around the world that want that and don't want a wishy-washy church, and use those messages of good and God to bring people back instead of trying to conform to what's happening in society.
Amen. Amen. I could not agree more. J.V. Johnson is our guest. Folks, he's the co-host of the popular syndicated radio show Paranormal Reality TV, and you can find that in television form, you can find it in podcast form, or you will find it in television form, and also on radio. The last thing I want to talk to you about is something that's significantly lighter, but maybe even equally more consequential, because the idea that we're not alone out there, that we are finding videos, for example, being released of drone footage of an orb. I don't know if you saw this. This orb flying over Mosul, Iraq. This drone just sees, and you see this orb coming through the picture, and then the video follows this thing. And I'm looking at it, and I'm maybe you do the same thing. I move the video back, and I rewatch it. And I'm saying, how the hell is that thing moving through the air? How is it staying up in the air? Number one. Number two, man alive, it's booking. It's really going fast. So we're starting to see the U.S. government releasing in drips and drabs this stuff. And I don't know if it's a distraction. I don't know if it's them finally doing a mea culpa and saying, yes, we've known about this type of extraterrestrial activity for years. And there's the alternative too, JV, and I'm just asking for your opinion on where you think where the reality sits, that this is advanced technology that's being deployed by either our government or a foreign government. And I got to say, I'm rooting for the fact that it's extraterrestrial, because the fact that the communist Chinese might have something like this, or the Russians, or God forbid, the Iranians have something this sophisticated, scares the daylights out of me. What do you say?
Well, I say that the U.S. government is probably slow to make any admissions that they've been forced to release a lot of this video that they probably wouldn't have otherwise. But they're very slow to make admissions because they don't want to say they don't know. The last thing in the world the U.S. Military wants to say is, yeah, we have things invading our airspace or near our military installations or near our aircraft carriers or whatever it happens to be, and we just don't know what they are. That is a very dangerous position for the U.S. military to admit. But I think it's the truth. I think they don't know what this stuff is. And by the mere fact that they don't know what it is tells us it can't be terrestrial in nature. It's got to be something beyond our technology and our scope of understanding. I mean, you've seen the videos, Chris. Some of these things move through the sky and they take 90 degree turns and then they dart back and they move at speeds that are just unexplainable. There is something happening, and there's a revelation occurring. There's a release, a slow drip of information, but I think it's going to continue to come out, and we're going to start getting, if nothing else, admissions from the federal government that there is something extraterrestrial, to use the word, going on here. It's not something coming from the Chinese, the Russians or the U.S. military. And that's what I believe is happening. I do believe this is extraterrestrial. I just don't know if it's manned craft. I don't know if it's some kind of probing, you know, drone craft. I don't know what it is. But I truly believe this stuff is not coming from any of the governments on Earth.
J.V. Johnson, he is a longtime radio TV personality, folks. He's the co-host of the popular syndicated radio show Paranormal Reality TV. It's television, the podcast, and radio. Do me a favor. Give the folks the web address they can monitor, so when you guys make the announcement of when a Paranormal Reality TV comes out on television, the network you can't tell us yet, then they'll know and they can tune in. And I can tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest thing to do is you can find us at paranormalrealitytv.com. Now, I will tell you that website got so much traffic 2 weeks ago because we had made an announcement a couple weeks ago about starting this, and that it crashed. It's been rebuilt. It is responsive, but it's simple right now. But you can go to paranormalrealitytv.com. There are links there and more information.
JV, always appreciate the visit, man, and keep in touch, will you?
Thank you, Chris. I certainly will.
That wraps up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites, texasscorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com, that's where you need to go when you want to get informed about what's happening in Texas, plus get some pretty eye-opening, enterprising journalism. It's all available for you there. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo shows outside of the podcast here, on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That is simulcast across the globe on TNT Radio Network. Also, check out Newsmax. Go to Newsmax.com for all the latest news there nationally. And also go to Newsmax Monday through Friday and check out the Chris Salcedo shows at 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. And always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
Go long for season-long foliar disease protection that starts at plant. Only Xyway brand fungicides from FMC provide season-long foliar disease protection from the start. Active ingredient flutriafol moves through your corn plants as they grow for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. Growers and retailers are sharing their Xyway brand fungicide success stories at xyway.ag.fmc.com. Always read and follow all label directions.
Mesa Street Grill is the perfect place for happy hour, birthdays, engagements, anniversaries, date night, or business meetings. The ambiance is perfect for any occasion. Enjoy sipping your favorite glass of wine or premium signature cocktails at Mesa Street Grill. Relax and enjoy your cocktails and uniquely delicious appetizers in a classy pub-style bar or climate-controlled patio. Mesa Street Grill, the ideal destination for happy hour. Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mesa Street Grill, simply sensational.